And the motion come out of recess into public hearings?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions?
Yes.
Please vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to read the rules of procedure for the zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting the application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign in at the podium. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Don't repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank. It will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. The first hearing today is CU 2030, Dean Sherman, Sherman Heating Oil. Mr. Lank.
Yes, thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for propane and oil storage tanks to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 8.82 acres, more or less. Property located west of Sussex Highway, U.S. Route 13, and east of Seaford Road, being a 911 address that is unavailable. The tax map ID is District 331, Map 3, Parcel 164. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on September 24th of 2015. On this application, William Tobin was present on behalf of the applicant and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. On September 24th, the commission did defer action for further consideration. On October 15, 2015, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2030 for Dean Sherman, Sherman Heating Oil, for a conditional use for propane and oil storage tanks based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the project is located on a commercially zoned property within the highway commercial area according to the comprehensive land use plan. The proposed use for propane and oil storage tanks is appropriate under this designation. Two, the project is located between U.S. Route 13 and U.S. Route 13A. This is an appropriate location for the proposed use. Three, the site has a history of commercial industrial type uses and the proposed use is consistent with the prior use of the property. Four, the project with the conditions and stipulations to be placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community, and there are other properties with commercial uses in the area. Five, the use is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area and the county. Six, the design will meet all state and national fire regulations. Seven, letters of support from surrounding property owners were submitted into the record. and no parties appeared in opposition to the proposed use. 8, this recommendation for approval is, however, subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, any security lights shall only be installed on buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on any neighboring properties or roadways. B, the property is owned C1 General Commercial. Sign regulations applicable to the C1 General Commercial zoning shall apply to this use. C, the proposed use shall meet all local, state, and national fire regulations. D, as so stated by the applicant, only portable tanks shall be stored within the DP&L right-of-way. E, all parking areas shall be clearly designated on the final site plan and on the site itself. F, the applicant shall comply with all dealt out requirements for roadway improvements and ingress egress. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0. Gentlemen, that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Are there any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Tobin.
Good afternoon. Do I need to put my address in?
Yes, please. There okay. Should be a sign-in sheet up there, I think, somewhere, Bill. Okay. So you sign in, give your name and address. And
Good afternoon. My name is William Tobin. I represent Dean Sherman, Sherman Heating Oil. My address is 22645 Harbison Road, Harbison, Delaware, 19951. Excuse me just a moment. Okay. As we have, thank you, Lawrence. Okay. What Mr. Sherman's going to do with this piece of property that he has purchased is to put storage tanks, which will be on the back US 13A. There will be 4 storage tanks to back up to 13A for propane, with an additional 4 proposed at a later date as business grows. Then there will be 2 oil storage tanks vertically away from that on the same side of the piece of property for storage. This will enhance his property, his business. It will give future opportunities for employment to other people in Sussex County. Is there any questions? I'm sorry, I'm pretty straightforward about this.
Are there any parking issues or traffic issues that will be created?
DelDOT has approved the US on the dirt road that borders the property. The parking issues are alongside of the building here on the 113 side or the 13 side, and there is plenty of parking for additional trucks which would be parked out of the easement on the storage. There will be complete use of a commercial, limited traffic in and out of the place with just the trucks. There'll be an office built into the building at some time.
The building that's there stays there, Bill. I mean,
yes,
that block building, and you're going to use, you use the same entrance that the trailer repair shop used.
That's correct.
Okay.
And you remember the trailer there? That trailer has been sold and it's going to be gone.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
In the conditions, you saw the conditions that Planning and Zoning recommended?
Yes, sir.
You're comfortable with all the...
Mr. Sherman's more than comfortable with everything that's there. And, okay. And of course, we'll follow all the Fire Marshal and DENREC and all the other...
We would hope.
Mm-hmm. We will do that.
Mr. President, one question. And based on propane and the oil, are there special permitting or special things that you do have to do, that your client has to do because of these, quote-unquote...
We have to meet the Fire Marshal's requirements.
Okay.
We have already reached out to Seaford Fire Company. We know the response time. We know the gallonage that they can provide. That's all been calculated in. Denrec will govern like they do its operation in Milton, and we will follow all those guidelines. Am I answering your question?
I would say so. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else to present?
No.
Any more questions to council?
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here that would like to speak in favor? I do see for the record the applicant is here. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's council's pleasure to close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. We'll give a council close public record.
Yes.
Mr. Moore, read a short title, please.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for propane and oil storage tanks to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 8.82 acres more or less, for reasons 1 through 7 and conditions 8A through G as given by planning and zoning.
Pleasure, council.
Make a motion we adopt the conditional use. Let me see the number here. Hang on a second.
2030.
With the conditions.
With the conditions as proposed by P&Z.
Motion, Mr.
Cole. Second.
Second, Mr. Arlen. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. I think with the conditions, it's a commercial district. It's an appropriate location for this type of use. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlen.
I shall concur as well as with the planning and zoning's recommendations per the recommendation conditions. And it's good to see a local business continue to grow and prosper, and we're supportive of that. So, yes.
I also agree with planning and zoning's conditions as they placed. It's a commercial district. It certainly should make sense to put it out there on the highway. Yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next case is conditional use 2031 East Coast Auto, Inc. Mr. Lang.
Yes, this is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for used car sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 1.3 acres more or less. Property located south of Stein Highway, Route 20, 2,900ths of a mile east of Woodland Ferry Road, being Route 78. 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 531, Map 11, Parcel Number 40. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on September 24, 2015. Brenda Johnson was present on behalf of the application and gave testimony. The surrounding properties are zoned AR1. Mr. Johnson being, Ms. Johnson, I would say, stated that the site plan provided shows 14 parking spaces will be provided, that the paved driveway provides adequate customer parking, and that no inoperable vehicles can be stored on the property. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application and did defer action for further consideration. On October 15, 2015, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2031 for East Coast Auto Incorporated for used car sales, based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The project with the conditions and stipulations so placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or roadways. Two, the area has a history of automotive sales uses. The applicant's family formerly owned and operated a used car business on the adjacent property many years ago. That use continues under other ownership. Three, the use will not adversely affect area roadways. Four, there are other business and commercial uses in the area, including this car sales facility next door. This use is consistent with the nature and character of the neighborhood. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Six, this recommendation for approval is, however, subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the hours of operation shall be from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. B, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. C, security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. D, any dumpster shall be screened from view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. E, any repairs shall be performed indoors. No automobile parts shall be stored outside. F, no junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be stored on the site. G, no more than 12 cars shall be displayed for sale on the site at any one time. No more than 5 additional vehicles may be parked on the site in preparation for the sales lot. H, all display areas, parking, and storage areas shall be clearly depicted on the final site plan. I, the site is subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. J, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated in that motion, carried 4-0. That's all I have unless you have questions.
Any questions from council?
There's one. I see the conditions. No more than 12 and then 5. So it's no more than 17 vehicles, but they only got 14 parking spaces.
There's the 7 vehicles would be cars that would be in the arrears because they're not to be displayed on the sales lot. That's for preparation for sale.
So you can just park them anywhere?
Well, they'd be parked back in the area where they're going to be worked on.
Okay.
And from your drawing here, where do they work on them? And this, it says office back there and storage. Do they have a garage?
We're up to ask the applicant.
We'll ask him. Come on down.
Yeah, can the applicant come forward, please?
They got pictures here. We got to see what they got.
If you give us your name and address, and please.
My name is Ron Johnson, 2834 Stein Highway, Seaford, Delaware. I'm here. I had the lot next door for 40 years. We always had a very respectable business, very clean business. We kept things very much in order. We had never had a complaint from the Better Business Bureau. All of our neighbors help us out. I mean, we buy cars for them. We take care of, we have never had a neighborhood problem or neighbor problem. I sold the business. I thought I wanted to retire, but after I retired, I found it wasn't much fun. Nothing to do, so I'm very much ready to do this and make just as good a place as we had before.
Mm-hmm. Well, the question was if Lawrence, when Mike says there wasn't enough parking places and you for 17 cars or something, would be worked on. Where? And it, my question was, I'm looking at the aerial and it shows the buildings, and it just shows on here one referred to as office and storage canopies and pool.
The office is, we have a 2-bay garage there
in
as well.
In the office.
Yes.
So that's where so work will be done on cars inside.
Yeah, inside, yes, sir. And we also have ample parking behind the building as well. So there, we're never really crowded too much for.
And then when you park your car, you got some cars along Stein Highway, and then you got some going down the side property line. Do your neighbors, Jimmy and Barbara, they're aware that you're going to be parking cars?
Oh, yes. Facing Jimmy and Barbara are no more. It's just Jimmy, and he doesn't even live here anymore.
Okay.
And I talk to him on a weekly basis.
Okay, and they have no problem with it?
No.
Okay.
The reference to the parking that I read into the record was that the plan shows 14, and that the commission felt 12 was adequate, with 5 to be making for preparation for future sales lot display.
Okay.
A different number. So the plan would have to either show that or limit it to the number he decides to show. The one thing I would note, Mr. Johnson, is that your parking requirements for automotive display would have to set back at least 25 foot
from
the front property line.
Yeah,
the surveyor shows it to be about 5, maybe 10.
Yeah, I understand that.
And the site plan will take care of that problem.
Yeah, I understand that. I always went by the rules. I never had any problem with the state or in the 40 years I was out there. And my dad had it 30 years before me, so we're pretty well established out there.
Okay. And Ron, you okay with the one condition where it says no junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers should be stored on the property?
Oh, no. Absolutely, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question, Mr. President. So you're coming out of retirement.
He must be looking for a job.
Yeah.
Part-time sales.
So perhaps Councilman Cole should not consider retiring, because what's the point?
Well, it wasn't much fun for me. I even went to Florida and had a place in about a month, and I said, I gotta go back to work. I'm going crazy.
Well, I went to Florida. I didn't want to come home.
Well, maybe you didn't enjoy work as much as I did.
I lived in Seaford. When I went to the beach, I never came back.
That's her.
Well, I just thought I'd pose the question on record.
Oh,
very good.
You.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else you would like to say in support of your application?
No, I think everything's pretty well been said. I think everybody understands what the deal is.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions?
No.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to? You can have a seat, sir. Anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor, sir? You'll come forward.
Good afternoon. All favor in the application, except for the weighted conditions were wrote. Coming through and listening to another hearing in planning and zoning, going through listening to them, it seemed to be different inconsistencies in the way that the planning board controlled the two similar hearings. In one hearing, basically, if I understood listening to the hearing, in order to have a repair facility at a car sales, he needed to have a lift in his garage. Now, this you have in here in the pouch, and I heard it during the hearing, there wasn't going to be no repairs, but just, I assume, like maintenance, which any car dealer would do for minor maintenance. But to put in a condition, the way that the planning board did it in the conditions makes it sound like it's complete car repair and sales. When they just gave another one in planning and zoning, and it was a night and day hearing on the different questions and everything involved. It's like you had one side, one property, and it seemed like there was two different sets of people doing it. It was like the planning board people that were doing one hearing versus doing a second hearing. It was night and day as far as the questions that was asked, what was asked for it, and what was approved in it. It doesn't seem like a fairness issue in the way that the planning board did that. You really should look at a couple of the hearings in there and just spend the time to listen to the hearings, the deferment hearing, and then the final thing, and what came up. It just seems like, because if you look at the packet where it does say that, where she says she's not doing repairs, but then planning board does car plans for repairs. And if you come back to, like we say with the zoning ordinances, when I see car repair, the next person, whoever would buy the lot, the condition would go through, and now there are sales and a full service lot. With the conditions, I would assume that the service end would carry over to being a full service, do whatever kind of service work you want on the property. Just wanted to make sure, so if that happens again on different properties, it shouldn't be. It should be consistent.
Yep. Concur. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of the application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here that is in opposition to this application? Anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's the council's pleasure, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record.
Can I ask a question,
Mr. Cole,
to the attorney?
Yes.
Follow up on just something we've just heard. We're approving a used car lot.
Correct.
And I don't expect this gentleman to be doing it, but let's, you know how the conditional uses run with the land, so you could sell it with these conditions. Could somebody construe from these conditions that they can put a sign out and start taking in mechanical work from, you know, and not cars. In other words, the only thing we have here is a used car lot. If they did mechanical work for outside people, you know, servicing a vehicle and stuff like that, that would be in violation, correct? Because the conditional use is for a used car lot.
The conditional use is for a used car lot. The only reference to repairs is in E,
right,
that I saw, just says any repairs shall be performed indoors. that could be modified if it was the desire of the council to say any repairs only on cars being sold in the premises.
I mean, that my interpretation or the intent is, I think, is that to be the case. But I'm just saying, will somebody in the future read these and construe it to be something different? So you're saying we could modify it to make sure it's clear?
You can always modify the conditions. And Mr. Lank, your input on
the case that was referenced applied for auto repairs, auto detailing, and auto sales. There's three different things in one application.
Right, and each application is unique.
Specifically used car sales.
And that's why with conditional uses, we can put the conditions on specifically. But if it's desire of the council, that could be made a condition, amended.
Okay, that's one issue. And one more thing I'd like to suggest to the council is the hours of operation for something this small. I don't feel that it's necessary to be concerned about hours of operation. It's adjacent to another car lot, and I don't think they've got any restrictions.
That's a non-conforming car lot.
Right.
Been there
there's no restrictions
years,
there.
Probably.
So I would just make a suggestion that we strike hours of operation, unless we can say hours of operation 7 days a week, 9 to 6 or something like that.
Come on,
it's up to the president, Ron.
Come to the microphone here, if you got something to say.
He gives special considerations.
He gives special considerations
for people from Seaford.
No, don't start that.
I don't know if that's proper or not.
The problem I would run in with the time thing is it's right at my house. Sometimes people don't get all work. Sometimes I'm 9 o'clock out there at night. Whenever I can get it, that's when I like, you know, have to do it.
Right.
So the time really wouldn't, and it shouldn't really affect anything because there's no traffic late at night or whatever.
Right.
I do more late at night than I do, you know, earlier in the day.
Well, my suggestion is to strike hours of operation
totally.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Okay.
That would work. And we don't do any heavy repairs, changing motors or nothing like that. We, you know, at the most, maybe brake shoes or change oil or something, that very light stuff.
Well, what we're saying is you can't take in other people's service vehicles as a business.
I got you.
You're just complementing your used cars and the cars you buy and sell to get them out there and make them ready.
And our customers, if they, like a Maryland inspection goes through and they need stuff done, we do that there, which is very light work. You know, it's not, like
okay.
I say, a big the stuff that causes a lot of spilt oil and junk all over the place. We don't do them like that.
Well, the key is it's for cars you buy and sell.
Right, yes.
But that's not what you just said.
I just heard what he said, but what we're saying is it's going to be cars. I think the reference we're putting in there will
they go through the business.
It's got to be cars that you buy and sell.
Right,
not
I got you.
Taking
yes,
in
sir.
General business, you know,
yes.
People who need a car serviced.
I mean, what you just referenced about a Maryland inspection, the only thing you should be able to do under this would be if you sold someone a car.
Oh, yeah.
And they took it to Maryland, and it didn't pass inspection, and they brought it back to you to fix it.
That's exactly what I was
But not if they bought the car off me
right.
and
right.
it didn't pass
exactly.
inspection, they couldn't bring it to you to get it fixed.
I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Mr. Attorney,
yes.
if you could get rid of A, is my suggestion, if there's a consensus for that, and the other thing was
why don't you put
in that wording.
Strike what's in A now and make A to say something about you can only repair or work on
vehicles. Well, no, F Mike is probably a better place to put that because that's the no junked unregistered. No,
or no, under E.
E, I mean.
E better than that in.
Yeah.
The repaired part.
So I would suggest after reading the short title and amend, then making a motion to amend by deleting A, vote on that. Another motion for E, which would state we would insert after the word repair. So it would read any repairs and then insert in parentheses for repairs only on cars sold as part of this business.
Okay.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
Why don't we read the short title first with the conditions.
Title, and then we'll do one at a time.
Yes. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for used car sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 1.3 acres more or less for reasons 1 through 5 and conditions 6A through J as given by planning and zoning.
I'd like to make a motion that we strike A, hours of operation. And if you would like to just make it that there will be no hours of operation.
Right.
In this period or something like that.
Yeah.
And
then renumber.
So your motion is to strike the hours of operation.
Or word it some way that it just.
Just delete A.
Delete A. Okay, we will delete A.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlette.
Yes, second.
To strike 6A as a condition. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. And next is you want to amend 6E?
E to read that any repairs shall.
Mr. Moore, you had a.
Yes, any repairs, and then insert for repairs only on cars sold as part of this business. End of parens, shall be performed indoors. No automobile parts shall be stored outside.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. To amend 6E to read as Mr. Moore just read to the public record. That's the motion. The second by Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Make a motion.
Now a motion to adopt conditional use 2030 with the conditions as amended.
No, 2031.
Well, I'm sorry, yes. You're right, 2031.
I'll make a motion that we adopt conditional use 2031 with the amended conditions.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
I will second that.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes,
Mr. Arlette.
With the conditions, because I think it's a compatible use. It's the area's had a history of used car sales, and I think it's appropriate.
Mr. Arlette.
I too shall vote yes per the planning and zoning's recommendation and congratulate the applicant to come back out of retirement. And I'm sure your spouse is very pleased to get you out of the home. So, but nonetheless, yes.
Yeah, she's going back to Florida. I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendation and the conditions as amended. Certainly, he's been a used company for a long time. I'm going to vote yes, motion carried. Entertained motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlette. Second. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
I vote yes. We are adjourned. Thank you.